word today, because you can handle the truth.
This is Jim Fetzer, your host on Authentic News, right here on RBN Live, this 31st day of January, 2024, 2025. Lots of questions about what's going on with that Potomac air crash that has occupied, captured the public's attention. Here's a video about what's going on. And
strange questions surrounding the mid-air collision of an American Airlines flight and a Black Hawk helicopter over Washington, D.C., with some, including the president himself, suggesting it should have never happened.
What happened?
Oh, my God!
Why was the Black Hawk reportedly flying dark near a busy airport? Why didn't it take evasive action when Black Hawks have such adept maneuverability? The plane appears to have descended onto the helicopter.
The Black Hawk helicopter appeared to be coming from the right of the commercial flight that was descending into runway 33.
But some claim the chopper flew directly into the American Airlines jet. Experts are baffled as to how traffic collision sensors failed.
This is just so staggering. Commercial flights are equipped for ages with a system called TCAS, Traffic Collision Avoidance System. It tells the pilots in the cockpit how to avoid other airplanes nearby.
With many perplexed as to how such an accident could happen in 2025. The airplane was on a perfect and routine line of approach to the airport, said Trump. The helicopter was going straight at the airplane for an extended period of time. It's a clear night. The lights on the plane were blazing. Why didn't the helicopter go up or down or turn? Why didn't the control tower tell the helicopter what to do instead of asking if they saw the plane? One eyewitness told NBC News it was the plane that seemed to be acting bizarrely, showing a stream of sparks on its underside. Why weren't both aircraft told to make immediate diversions when radar showed they were on a direct collision course? The helicopter would have needed to slow way down or make a substantial left turn to pass behind the plane. It apparently did neither. Very odd. Instead, it made a slight right turn, resulting in the collision. The ATC was asking the Black Hawk if it had the airplane in sight only moments before the crash.
This pilot has an aircraft in sight for assist operation. 472 Washington Tower 1 star 3 2 0 1 7.
An air traffic controller seemed to be taken by surprise.
Did you see that?
I just saw a fireball and then it was just gone.
I mean, what the hell were they doing in the control tower? They had one job. It might be too soon, but certain questions are being asked. Others are blaming Trump for freezing air traffic control DEI hires, a policy that wouldn't even have taken effect just a week into his administration. In reality, the FAA has been turning away quality applicants for nearly a decade because they weren't diverse enough.
Hi, I'm Brad Mims, Deputy Administrator at the Federal Aviation Administration. We need a diverse group of air traffic controllers to bring distinct perspectives to handle the ever-changing aerospace landscape. We need a diverse next-generation air traffic workforce.
In 2023, there were 503 air traffic control lapses categorized as significant, up 65% from last year. In Obama's final years, they literally lowered the skill standards and turned away thousands of qualified, experienced candidates, many of whom were pilots, veterans, or had an air traffic control background. Because essentially, they were white men. But don't let that get in the way of a good Trump derangement syndrome narrative. As if some irrelevant bureaucratic committee had anything whatsoever to do with the response of the DC ATC in live real time last night. If you want to express your ideas through videos like I do, you should check out InVideo AI. And with this...
Let me say that was a wonderful report by Paul Joseph Watson. The Army Black Hawk was allegedly on a training flight, or was it? There are other reports that it had a special designation, some like PAT, which indicated that there was a elite, some high-ranking official of the government or the military on board. So which was it? The Black Hawk did not have its transponder on. That's completely a no-no. That's totally wrong. We have more updates on the crash, including video. Question, why did the American flight crash into the helicopter? Frankly, I think it's the other way around. You had the plane coming in for a landing, totally conventional. It was a perfectly normal. The chopper ran into the plane. Here we have Trump tweeting about it. The airplane was on a perfect routine lineup approach to the airport. The helicopter was going straight at the airplane for an extended period of time. It is a clear night. The lights on the plane were blazing. Why didn't the helicopter go up or down or turn? Why didn't the control tower tell the helicopter what to do instead of asking if they saw the plane? This is a bad situation. That looks like it should have been prevented. Not good. He's, of course, 100% right. And I got to tell you, while he has suggested DEI may have been at fault and it might have sounded premature, air traffic control is one of the most difficult and demanding activities intellectually, mentally. And if you don't have people who are highly capable of intelligent thought, who are capable of focusing and anticipating outcomes, you're going to have disasters like this. So it may be ultimately, it turns out that DEI had a role to play here. Who were or was the traffic controller that was responsible here? Meanwhile, he's also reporting the Black Hawk was flying too high. This is another tweet. The Black Hawk chopper was flying too high by a lot. It was far above the 200-foot limit. That's not really too complicated to understand, is it? I think he's got it. Meanwhile, Defense Secretary Hegseth provided an update on the chopper, saying it had a fairly experienced crew. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth provided an update on the devastating mid-air collision that occurred last night in Washington between a U.S. Army Black Hawk and a civilian airliner. The crash, which resulted in a tragic loss of life, I think 67, is under urgent investigation. At approximately 8:48 p.m., the UH-80 Black Hawk, assigned to the U.S. Army Aviation Brigade at Fort Belvoir, Virginia, collided with the aircraft. Now, a number of those who died were skaters. In fact, there was a world pair skating couple from Russia who died in the crash, but there were lots of others. There were a couple of legal beagles from a DC law firm that were killed in the crash. These were people who'd been involved in high profile lawsuits, some of whom Scott Bennett had, they were exposing or following up on some research of Scott Bennett, my dear now departed colleague. Trump signs executive order to investigate and undo DEI and woke policies Biden imposed on FAA after the collision for the reasons I've already explained. It's a good idea. Meanwhile, we have three planes crashing in one day in America. What's going on? Revolver ass. It's not unusual for small planes to crash, honestly, sadly. It happens all the time. It barely makes a blip in the mainstream media. But three separate crashes in one day involving a U.S. passenger plane, military aircraft, and a small plane, that's the kind of thing that grabs people's attention. And let's be real. Our skies are already under scrutiny thanks to the left's reckless, deadly DEI agenda. We've gone from world-class air safety to prioritizing diversity quotas, hiring based on race, gender, and sexuality instead of skill and expertise. And now we're seeing the consequences. When mediocrity is valued over excellence, failure is inevitable. I agree. We're not saying these crashes are connected, but we are pointing something out we've been warning for years. Planes are falling out of the sky at the same time DEI hiring is ramping up. It's not a conspiracy. It's a growing concern and something countless Americans are worried about. Hey, I'm going to be making a flight to New Orleans soon. I'm worried about it. Here we have a close-up of the crash, unconfirmed reports. The Black Hawk didn't have a transponder on. For anyone who hasn't seen it, there you can see the Black Hawk coming right at the plane. Oh, wow. Yeah, you could see it coming right at the plane. Wow. Ah. Okay. So we got more and more going on here. Here's a reflection about a past crash. Air Florida Flight 90, what happened when plane crashed into the Potomac River back in 1982? American Airlines flight 5342 and Sikorsky H-60 Jobber collide near Reagan on Wednesday night. All 60 passengers, four crew members aboard the American flight, and the three aboard the military chopper at 67 total are believed to have died. No survivors. 40 years ago, in Air Florida, Flight 90 crashed into the 14th Street Bridge and then fell into the Potomac, killing 70 of the 74 and four of the five crew members. Several federal and state investigations have been launched after the American Airlines and military chopper collided near Ronald Reagan National Airport and fell into the Potomac, killing all 64 above and the three in the chopper. I think we're going to find more and more about this. Not a happy situation. Meanwhile, get this, kickbacks from Ukraine war. According to sources, these are the amounts of money Ukrainian officials said they've given U.S. politicians in kickbacks. Joe Biden, $92 million. Mitch McConnell, $89 million. Nancy Pelosi, $86 million. Chuck Schumer, $66 million. Lindsey Graham, $82 million. Matt Romney, $71 million. John Cornyn, $41 million. Adam Schiff, $62 million. Dan Crenshaw, $20 million. Elizabeth Cheney, $77 million. Kevin McCarthy, $42 million. Jamie Raskin, $38 million. Mike Pence, $61 million. Greg Pence, $17 million. Rick Scott, $63 million. Hakeem Jeffries, $74 million. Ilhan Omar, $33 million. Elizabeth Warren, $42 million. That's your and my taxpayer dollars being set for a war that shouldn't have occurred and where we're on the wrong side and where the expense is being borne by the taxpayer, but politicians are benefiting. Corruption taking place here. Here's a question we all ought to ponder. Does the U.S. military do more harm than good? What does it mean a U.S. Army chopper killed 64 civilians on a final approach to Reagan? Scrutiny is currently being placed on the communication issued by Washington Air Traffic to the pilot of the Army Black Hawk that flew into American Airlines Flight 5342. And there's no question from the video, the Black Hawk just flew right into it. The controller addressing Army UH-60 Black Hawk identified as PAT-25, instructing it to pass behind the descending jet. PAT-25, do you have the CRJ, Canary Air Regional Jet, in sight? PAT-25 passed behind the CRJ. According to various media reports, the Black Hawk pilot purportedly responded on a different frequency. PAT-25 has a traffic in sight, requests visual separation. Visual separation means a pilot acknowledges he sees the incoming aircraft and lets the air traffic controller know he will avoid getting too close. However, in this case, because the particular location and heading of the CRJ were specified by the controller, it's unclear if the helicopter pilot was indeed looking at the same plane to which the controller was referring. To me, the crash raises a much bigger question. What does it mean that a U.S. Army helicopter killed 64 American civilians on the final approach of Washington Reagan? To put it more precisely, is it really necessary for Army Blackhawks to fly across the final approach to Washington Reagan? Could this particular activity be at least reduced in frequency? A good question. I think it's frankly absurd that that should happen. Meanwhile, antiwar.com publishes by Judge Napolitano, A Republic of Spies. In 2021, to his credit, President Joe Biden warned the American public against the dangers of zero-click spyware manufactured by an Israeli corporation. Zero-click is unwanted spyware that can expose the entire contents of one's mobile or desk device to prying eyes without tricking one into clicking onto a link. Biden banned its importation and use in the United States, as though that made a difference. Last week, as an inducement to Israeli PM Netanyahu to accept the Israeli-Hamas ceasefire agreement, President Donald Trump secretly agreed to lift the embargo on Zero Click. Wow! Here's the backstory. America has employed spies since the Revolutionary War until the modern era. Spying was largely limited to wartime. That changed when America became a surveillance state in 1947, with a public establishment of the CIA and secret creation of its counterparts. CIA stated public task at inception was to spy on the Soviet Union and its satellite countries so American officials could prepare for any adverse action by them. This was the time of the Red Scare, in which both Republicans and Democrats fostered their Orwellian belief that America needed a foreign adversary. We had just helped the Russian defeat Germany in World War II, and our Russian ally, which had bankrupt and just lost 27 million troops and civilians, suddenly became so strong it needed to be kept in check. The opening salvo in this absurd argument was fired by President Truman in August 1945, when he used nuclear bombs intentionally to target civilians of an already defeated Japan. One of the targets was a Roman Catholic cathedral, but his real target was his new friend, Joe Stalin. While Truman signed the National Security Act into law in 1947, he later would say, by the way, that was the greatest mistake of his administration. He also had Stalin in mind. That statute, which established the CIA, expressly stated it should have no internal intelligence or law enforcement function, and all its collection of intelligence should come from sources outside the United States. These limiting clauses were vital to passage of the statute, as members of Congress who crafted it feared the U.S. was creating the type of internal surveillance monster that we had just confronted in Germany. Of course, no senior official in presidential administration from Truman to Trump has taken those limitations seriously. As recently as the Obama admin, the CIA boasted it had the capability of receiving data from all computer chips in the homes of all Americans, such as in your microwave or dishwasher. Helena Rigby picks up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. They
lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people.
Get More Tank will save you money every month on gas. I'm Dave Von Kleist, and I noticed increased performance after my first tank of gas. My mileage increased by 2.5 miles per gallon, and I'm saving money on every fill-up. Get More Tank is American-made, is used by trucking companies and heavy industry, and is now available to the public. Get More Tank works in any gas or diesel engine, cleans your engine, improves performance, reduces emissions, and you'll feel it every time you step on the gas. If you're an owner-operator, farmer, heavy equipment operator, or use any kind of engine from chainsaws, leaf blowers, lawnmowers, ATVs, you name it. Contractors, electricians, plumbers, painters, lawn service companies, Get More Tank will save you money and extend the life of your equipment. Hey, if you've got an engine, then Get More Tank. Save your money, save your engine, reduce your emissions, and save the earth with GetMoreTank.com. A 5-pack of GetMoreTank.com is only $22.22 plus shipping. Use the promo code Republic Broadcasting and get 10% off. Get More Tank is EPA registered, doesn't void warranties, and results vary. GetMoreTank.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Of messy water spills and complicated diffuser setups, what if I told you there was a better way? Introducing our revolutionary waterless diffusers. The future of aromatherapy is here. Because our waterless diffusers use high-quality patented technology, we proudly offer a full one-year warranty that cheaper alternatives just can't match. Meet Airburst, with motion activation and timing features that put you in control. And introducing Wander, your perfect travel companion. Just slip it in your purse and transform stinky cars and stale hotel rooms instantly. Simply add your favorite essential oils and enjoy instant freshness. Our signature blends like Thief and Robber's Germ Warrior and Purifica don't just mask odors, they eliminate musty smells, mold, and pet odors right at the source. No water means no mess, no mold, and no maintenance. Just pure, powerful aromatherapy right at your fingertips. Experience the future of aromatherapy today. Visit Furion.com and discover pure simplicity.
Here we have Trump signs order to protect student banned CRT, critical race theory, and trans teaching in public schools. I applaud. For decades, American parents have watched helplessly as their children's education system drifted further from traditional academic excellence toward increasingly radical left ideologies. The nation's academic performance has plummeted, with recent national assessment of educational progress scores showing 1/3 of 8th grade reading below basic proficiency levels, the worst results in 3 decades. Meanwhile, concerned parents across the country have found themselves branded as troublemakers simply for speaking out at school board meetings about controversial curriculum changes. From California to Maine, reports continued flooding in about children being taught to question their basic identity, sexual identity, and view American history through an exclusively negative lens, you know, it's one of white superiority and abuse of minorities. Erosion of parental rights and traditional educational values has reached a critical point. prompting many Americans to wonder if our public education system can be saved from radical left indoctrination. This week, a decisive response from the highest office in the land signals the beginning of a major shift in American education, one that I applaud. Meanwhile, Kash Patel destroys Amy Klobuchar during an intense confirmation hearing combat. Here we have some.
Hey, y'all, and welcome to Politibrawl. My name is Brian, and y'all, Amy Klobuchar exposes herself as a complete clown because she thinks she's getting one up on Kash Patel, and the entire Senate nearly laughs her out of the room. This is actually kind of funny, y'all. Let's dive in.
Have you referred to the media as the most powerful enemy of the United States that they have ever seen? Is that right?
Again, you're reading a quote. I take
it. This is CPAC 2/23/24. You said we're going to come after the people in the media who lied about American citizens who helped Joe Biden rig the elections. We're going to come after you, whether it's criminally or civilly. Is that something you said?
That's a partial statement of what I said.
Steve Bannon's podcast. You also said you would put the entire fake news mafia press corps on your list. Is that correct? Is that what you said?
I don't have that in front of me.
Benny Johnson's podcast, 8/21/23. You have said that the FBI, including today, you said that they remain utterly corrupt. This is an agency with agents who have taken down terrorists, taken down bank robbers, taken down crime. And you wrote that the FBI has become so thoroughly compromised that it will remain a threat to the people unless drastic measures are taken. Do you know that under Chris Wray's leadership, he took over at a very difficult time, we all know that, appointed by President Trump, that during his tenure, the applications to the FBI has in fact tripled. Do you think people would be applying to that agency like in those numbers if they thought it was so corrupt?
The American public's trust in it is at 40%. That's an all-time low.
Did you say that the FBI headquarters should be shut down and reopened as a museum of the deep state?
Mr. Chairman, are we allowed to go an extra time?
Let's see. You get a second round. Before I call on Senator Lee.
Could you just answer the question if he said that the FBI headquarters, where they investigate cybercrime and terrorism, should be shut down and opened as a deep state?
Hey, Mr. Chair.
As a museum. Did he say that the headquarters should be shut down?
Mr. Chair.
I deserve an answer to that question. He is asking to be head of the FBI, and he said that their headquarters should be shut down.
Mr. Chair, parliamentary inquiry.
You got anything you want to say, Mr. Patel, before I go on to Senator Lee?
Simply this. If the best attacks on me are to be false accusations and grotesque mischaracterizations, the only thing this body is doing is defeating the credibility of the men and women at the FBI. I stood with them here in this country. In every theater of war we have, I was on the ground in service of this nation. And any accusations leveled against me that I would somehow put political bias before the Constitution are grotesquely unfair. And I will have you reminded that I have been endorsed by over 300,000 law enforcement officers to become the next director of the FBI. Let's ask them.
Mr.
Like it. Amy is an idiot. Meanwhile, Democrats stunned by his brazen retort during nomination hearings. Democrats tried to undermine Patel's nomination. Kash Patel, nominee for director of the FBI, stunned one of his interlocutors during the confirmation hearing. Patel was fending off barbs from Democrat Amy Klobuchar when she reminded him of how much time she had to question him. The video went viral. Klobuchar was trying to get Patel to respond to a comment from a podcast where he accused Capitol Police of lying while testifying about what happened during the riot at the Capitol on January 6, 2021. The senator implied she didn't have enough time to consider the entire transcript from the progress. That's a general statement and a mischaracterization of what I said, Patel responded. I encourage you to read the rest of the interview.
Got to be a joker, he just do. You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey there, this is Sheila with Hempaze by Mynutra. Why is Hempaze better than other CBD options on the market? It's important to point out that the common CBD oil does not contain CBDA or CBGA, and they're only found in fresh or raw hemp products, like Hempaze. Hempaze contains the entire plant, minus any stems. This means the product retains the complete genetic code of the plant, which also includes those two vital cannabinoids, CBGA and CBDA. Over and over, experts keep saying the more intact or less processed the hemp plant is, the more effective it is. Happy hemp paste.
Hempaze.com/RBA. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org. And visit hemppaste.com/RBA.
Call 855-656-8872. Mention RBA.
I'm so excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture-raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture-raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. But I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork. Raised the way nature intended.
Tulsi Gabbard and RFK Jr., no doubt the two most controversial appointments in the administration, both of which I believe are excellent, were taking place yesterday. Here we have some reports about it. Conflicts of interest. Tulsi tells senators, our government supported Al-Qaeda in Syria. She's 100% correct about it. Here's a little bit of Tulsi.
Welcome back to Conflicts of Interest. This is episode 752, and today's January 31st, 2025. Welcome back to the show. We have a lot to discuss today. First, I want to remind everyone to share the show. It's hosted at the Libertarian Institute, reposted on the blog at antiwar.com, YouTube, Rumble, or Odyssey for the video version of the show. It's up anywhere you can listen to audio podcasts. And of course, you can find me on Twitter at KyleAnslone_, where I post all my work. Those are the emails that I put out, the articles that I write, all the shows that I do, including Conflicts of Interest and the brand new Kyle Anslone show. As someone who enlisted in the military specifically because of Al-Qaeda terrorist attack on 9/11 and committing myself and my life to doing what I could do to defeat these terrorists, I was shocked. It was a shocking and a betrayal to me and every person who was killed on 9/11, their families, and my brothers and sisters in uniform. When, as a member of Congress, I learned about President Obama's dual program that he had begun, really to overthrow the regime of Syria and being willing to, through the CIA's Timber Sycamore program that has now been made public, of working with and arming and equipping Al-Qaeda in an effort to overthrow a regime, starting yet another regime change war in the Middle East.
How appropriate, Elsie, should call it out, as I've reported many, many times. 9/11 was an Israeli op orchestrated with the assistance of the CIA, the neocons of the Department of Defense, and the Mossad. It was designed to draw American military forces into the Middle East to take out the modern Arab state that served as a counterbalance to Israel's domination of the entire region. Osama had nothing to do with it. He, in fact, was an officer in the CIA, Colonel Tim Osman. He died of his medical maladies on 15 December 2001. It's tough to get dialysis machines in and out of those caves in Afghanistan. So the United States even created ISIS in 2012. Hillary Clinton, John Brennan, Barack Obama created the terrorist army to rape, loot, and pillage in Syria to put pressure on the Assad government. Herb being aghast at discovering the American government is sponsoring terrorism and terrorist groups is legitimately shocking. Meanwhile, there have also been efforts attacking her as some kind of Russian-based agent. Hearing from Zero Hedge. Tulsi's nomination as Service Drop Director of National Intelligence hinges on question about the judgment and patriotism of the former Congresswoman and Army veteran. Doubts that are expected to take center stage. Echoing a charge first lodged by Hillary Clinton, Senators Tammy Duckworth and Elizabeth Warren have spread innuendo that Gabbard was a compromised Russian asset who has been in Putin's pocket. Former CIA Director John Brennan has speculated that Gabbard may deliberately withhold or even skew what intelligence in briefing President Trump because that's what he has done himself. Michael McDowell, Republican chair of the House Foreign Committee, has called Trump's selection of Gabbard to oversee the nation's 18th spy agency a bit baffling. Eyebrows have been raised over Gabbard's support of a part for Edward Snowden, the contractor who stole and released classified information revealing that the U.S. government was conducting domestic mass surveillance and who eventually received asylum in Russia, which makes him a whistleblower, someone who at great personal risk blows a whistle to expose corruption by the government. He is no traitor. The main criticism involves Gabbard's views on Syria, who has recently deposed Russian-backed dictator Bashar al-Assad, engaged in a long and brutal war against U.S.-backed insurgents. But they were corrupt. U.S.-backed insurgents like al-Qaeda and ISIS? Who do you think got the better of this argument? Embarrassingly bad. The charges against Gabbard, which have recently been revived in the Washington Post and other news outlets, are that her dissenting opinions on Syria put her at odds with consensus of U.S. intel agencies, calling into question her fitness to oversee them as the nation's top spy chief. Yet her record on Syria and that of the intel community she is poised to lead shows that her views are not the fringe position that her detractors claim. She has never offered support for Assad or issued a blanket denial of chemical weapons used by his recently offered government. Well, I will. Those were all fabricated and fake. We have video where you got civilians coming lying down as though just killed by the weapons and getting up and dusting himself off and going to collect their payment. It's crisis actors. In a 2020 statement during a run for the presidential nomination, Democratic, she described Assad as a brutal dictator. Now, there's evidence both his forces and the anti-government insurgents have used chemical weapons. Well, that certainly doesn't make Tulsi a Russian puppet. I mean, she's wrong about those 2 points, but it certainly doesn't fit the agenda they're trying to use against her. Meanwhile, RFK Jr. calls out Bernie Sanders for taking Big Pharma filthy money. Get this.
Hey, y'all, and welcome to Politiball News. My name is Brian, and Senator Sanders nearly loses his mind, all because RFK Jr. calls him out to his face when it comes to, well, taking donations. Let's dive in.
President Trump and Mr. Kennedy are quite right when they say that our system is broken. They're right. Our economic system today is broken. 3 people own more wealth than the bottom half of American society. Wages have been stagnant for American workers for 50 years. The economy is broken. You know what? Our political system is broken and corrupt. You have a handful of billionaires in both political parties who contribute huge amounts of money to elect candidates in this room throughout the United States Congress. That is a broken political system and a real threat to democracy. Our healthcare system is broken.
Look, there's more to this, of course, and Bobby puts him in his place wonderfully. Meanwhile, get this, just like that, the hardest hearings are over, and so is a dangerous week. Potholes and traps abounded for Trump's new White House. The White House's hard week is over and appears to have been a success. Booby traps abound, plenty of opportunities for things to go wrong, and some did, even before the deadly aviation disaster Wednesday night. It's Friday morning, however. Today, the final 3 contentious cabinet nomination hearings are over. Another contested nominee has passed out of committee. 2 more cabinet posts have been confirmed, and the Office of Management and Budget funding order has been reduced to a public relations slap fight in the end. White House is primed for a series of victories. Instead of the string of defeats, Trump's administration could easily have suffered. And more, we have J.D. Vance sending a clear message to Senate Republicans opposing Trump's nominees. 3 of the most contentious Senate confirmation hearings thus far in Trump's second term have been playing out on Capitol Hill this week. His pick to serve as Director of National Intelligence, lead the FBI and the Department of Health and Human Services, Tulsi Gabbard, Kash Patel, and RFK Jr., respectively, have all appeared before senators for often combative hearings in recent days. While the opposition from Senate Democrats might be par for the course, Vice President J.D. Vance, who was a member of the Senate prior to accepting his current position, directed a blunt statement to some of his former GOP colleagues. Vance said he ultimately believes the trio will make it through the process, but Republicans will have to fight for each one. He praised Senate Republicans for being free-thinking and independent, but argued the commander-in-chief is the one who gets to decide who he wants in his cabinet. The president has made his selections, and the advice and consent power of the United States Senate should not be used to block people because you have one policy disagreement on one issue, Vance told Hannity Thursday. You don't get to make these decisions. President Trump gets to make these decisions, and he already has. The former Ohio senator encourages fellow Republicans to look at Trump's 2024 coalition, questioning whether they could have won in November had they not included people like Gabbard and RFK Jr. I think that's 100% correct. Meanwhile, the various issues about why we are so sick, William DeBorg has blog about it, modern medicine has reached its pinnacle of success. Almost everyone is sick. So why is that? He has. You can find it on my blog at jameshfetzer.org. Great question. Meanwhile, Hillsdale has a whole educational series on Big Pharma's harm to health. I've given you the link. Meanwhile, get this. Congress exempted itself from the COVID shot. Here's Dr. Jane Ruby. This Congress exempted themselves from the COVID shots along with their 3,000 staffers. On what basis did they do this, given it was such a dangerous virus and the shots were 95% effective? They're all guilty of treason and premeditated mass murder. I think she's got it right. Meanwhile, Al Sharpton organizes a boycott to support Costco's commitment to DEI, and it immediately backfired. With a vast majority of retail companies backing away from their corrosive DEI initiatives, no longer held hostage to the left, as conservatives score striking victories, Costco has remained stubbornly dug in. Costco's leadership has defended its DEI policies as integral to its business model and ethics, insisting that diversity enhances employee satisfaction, creativity, and the shopping experience, which is why that is the case is, of course, never explained. The company's stance has placed Costco at the center of a cultural and political debate. Some conservatives advocating for boycotts. Sharpton, however, countered by organizing a boycott, meaning spending more money at Costco. Get this. Leading over 100 members of National Action Network to Costco in East Harlem yesterday for a buy-in to show our support for their strong commitment to diversity, equity, and inclusion. At a time when DEI is under attack from President Trump. So he led those. He had with approximately 100 purchasing items and handing out $25 gift cards. His involvement, however, is detrimental to Costco's reputation, dubbing it a kiss of death. Others observed that Sharpton's alignment with Costco would lead to even more emphatic boycotts from people who see DEI for what it is, as JP referred to it, didn't earn it. Meanwhile, we have Noem canceling Biden-era deportation protections for 600,000 Venezuelan nationals. She seemed to be right on top of this. In a bold demonstration of the new administration commitment to law and order, DHS is taking decisive action to restore integrity to America's immigration system. The systematic dismantling of last-minute Biden admin policy continues as federal authorities conduct targeted enforcement operations across major cities. Yes, good. Like it. All to the positive. Meanwhile, video of ICE agents in Boston will leave criminal illegal aliens terrified. Donald Trump vowed to start the largest mass deportation program in history on day one. Illegal aliens were left wondering if Trump were serious or if it was just political rhetoric on the campaign trail. But this video of ICE agent in Boston will leave criminal illegals terrified. Joe Biden allowed millions to cross the border and enter the country during his 4 years. Trump immediately went to work solving the illegal immigration crisis within moments of taking office. He is doing it, and I am impressed. Meanwhile, Musk calls out Mayor Bass's land grab scheme, warns she must be recalled. I couldn't agree more. Democrat-run cities across America continue their steady march toward disaster, trampling constitutional rights and destroying the very foundation of private property ownership. from Seattle to Chicago. Radical left mayors have transformed once prosperous metropolitan areas into monuments of failed socialist policies. Nowhere is this assault on American values more evident than in California, where decades of left-turn governance have turned the Golden State into a cautionary tale. The mass exodus of job creators and taxpayers tell a story even the mainstream can't ignore, one that Trump warned about during his successful presidency. I like Musk getting involved. Meanwhile, ahead of chair votes, progressives say DNC failing disastrously to learn from their loss to Trump. Voters and all Americans deserve better than two corporate-controlled parties, asserts the leader of Our Revolution.
So much younger than today, I never needed anybody's help in any way. Now these days are gone, I'm not so self-assured. Now I find a change of mind, I'll open up the door.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com. Or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Charles de Gaulle once said, actually, it's difficult to envision in this regard any other criterion, any other standard than gold. Yes, gold, which does not change in nature, which can be made into either bars, ingots, or coins, which has no nationality, and which is considered in all places and all times the immutable and fiduciary value par excellence. So when the question is, why gold? It's simple, my friends. The answer to that question is simply, why not? Like it or not, precious metals will always be the world's reserve currency. Even though nations do not define their currency by their worth in, say, gold, individuals still buy gold and silver to protect themselves from inflation. The more money a nation's central bank pours into the economy, the less valuable its currency, the dollar, is, which means the price of everything else rises. $21 up for a bag of dog food. Seeing that the dollar is cheap, that's why the cost of everything goes up. It's because the buying power, the value of the dollar, has tanked. It's worth nothing. And yet gold that your family would have owned in 1907 will buy at least the same amount of goods, if not far more. William McPhee once stated, it's extraordinary how many emotional storms one may weather in safety if one is ballasted with ever so little gold. The truth about money, gold versus cash in a crisis, gold, a valuable thing to store, the power of gold in times of crisis. Historical sketch of paper currency. Oh, and beware the ides of rare coin dealers. And Alan Greenspan's speech on gold and economic freedom. How interesting. I'm going to give you gold and silver in 5 easy lessons. Seeking out the most efficient and most secure route to owning gold and converting it into widely accepted currency is the next best thing to enjoying gold-backed currency, my friends. In a world of central bankers hell-bent on devaluing our savings, you need to own private gold standard. Contact me, Jeffrey Bennett, at Kettle Moraine Limited, by calling our phone number at 602-799-8214. That's 602-799-8214.
Nothing you can sing that can't be sung. Nothing you can.
can say that you can learn how to play the game. It's easy.
Well, we got four final stories today. One is Barack Obama forced to address an awful rumor about Michelle Obama. During serious talk, the reason Michelle isn't at the funeral isn't that she wasn't invited, but he and Barack are on the outs. Human events commentator Jack Posobiec wrote on X. Michelle was an outspoken critic of Trump on the campaign trail. That led to some speculation she was showing her displeasure by skipping events he attended. But we also have a rumor that Barack is dating Jennifer Aniston. I have no idea. But I'll tell you, Michelle is not aging well. And for those of you who want to know the real story, check out my Deception Galore presentation at the Volkswagen Conspiracy 2020 virtual conference. Because Michelle was born Michael LaVon Robinson. Michelle is a man with breast implants and a huge shaving bill. Meanwhile, Hunter extorted sex from a cash-strapped assistant. This guy was about as scummy as they get. Here's a Daily Mail reporting. Set a phone up so I can spy on you showering, Honey Biden threatened to withhold cash-strapped assistant pay if she didn't. FaceTime him naked, text shows. It's revealed she's the fourth employee with whom he had a sexual relationship. Believe me, it's worse than that, by far. I've seen video from the Hunter laptop where he's cavorting for two nubile young girls on his bed. And there's a little white dog there that Barack Obama gave to his daughter. Yes, how bad is that? Meanwhile, Dr. Mark Gordon on Joe Rogan podcast explained how he cured prostate cancer with ivermectin. That's worthwhile. How he cured prostate cancer with ivermectin. Prostate cancer is very serious. In fact, I have an uncle, my favorite uncle, died from prostate cancer. I was diagnosed with prostate cancer and left my prostate at the Mayo. So believe me, this is serious stuff. And then we have Joy Behar and Whoopi Goldberg hitting Trump's new press secretary with sexist attacks. This is just so low. She's wonderful. Winds of change are blowing through the White House briefing room. Not everyone's happy about it. White House press secretary Carolyn Leavitt first week brought sweeping reforms to the decades-old institution. Remember, she restored some 440 press passes. And even Alex is going to have the opportunity to be there in person, including new seats for independent media and restored access for hundreds of previously excluded journalists.
Folks, this is Mike Gatti, the rebel madman at Republic Broadcasting Network. If you are searching for your inner rebel, it can be found at the Dixie Republic. It's the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to thedixierepublic.com to view all of their Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through their extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in their Johnny Reb gun and leather shop. Now remember, DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Public Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Welcome to the second hour of Authentic News right here on RBN Live this 31st day of January 2025, where I take your calls. First up, Bruce in Texas. Join the conversation, Bruce.
Hello, Jim. How you doing? Can you hear me all right?
Good. Yes, very well.
Super duper. I got a couple of thoughts. First one I want to run by you. Have you heard the name released from the third crew member, the other pilot on that helicopter?
No, tell us.
Well, there's a rumor going about, and I think it may have been discredited already, or they may be doing a, kind of a trickery here, but the rumor is that the other pilot on the helicopter was a tranny.
Really?
I'll send you the information.
I expect we'll find out.
Go ahead.
Yeah, that would be disturbing. Yeah, tell me more. Yeah.
Yeah, well, this person, I don't have the name on hand. I'm doing my own work on my own vehicles. You take your car to a dealership or a garage nowadays, it's a DEI nightmare. So I'm not paying anybody to work my own stuff.
But
if it isn't, if this female pilot, supposed to be a female, and they haven't released a name yet. If it isn't a transsexual person, then it's still a DEI issue. But this other guy, who transitioned in the military, he went through the enlisted ranks, and he was a mechanic, and then he became a pilot, and also decided he's going to be a woman, and he's got severe TDS syndrome. Obviously angry that he may be separated from the military or pretending to be a woman. And so that's something to look into. I'll send you your email some more information
on
that.
Kind of a revenge, suicidal sacrifice thing. That's very interesting, Bruce, very interesting. More, you got something more?
Right. Not on that, but it's an angle. Always look at all the angles and then decide, what's true later on. You got to look at everything. Tulsi Gabbard, even if she's not confirmed, which I suspect she won't be, because face it, these people are guilty of sin and they don't want someone in there. And Cash Patel might be, iffy as well. But what Trump has done by putting these people on TV, especially Tulsi, and she ran down all the lies about, WMDs in Iraq and the memo that the Hunter Biden laptop was Russian disinformation and all that. So even by doing that, I think it's a victory. And then he can always recess appoint them.
Yes, I think
it would be a great move. Yeah.
That's great about Tulsi's testimony. No, I believe all three of them are going to be confirmed. I believe it's actually going to happen. But I agree, it's nip and tuck. I mean, it could go either way. Remember with Hegseth, there was actually 50-50 and it required Vance to cast the deciding vote. But I'm slightly more optimistic than you, than believing they're going to be confirmed by the entire Senate. I think they're terrific nominees, all three. I'm very happy with all three. Are you as well?
Yes, I am. And whoever could have guessed that, that Trump could have cracked down on the border and on illegal immigration like he has? It's almost like unbelievable if you would have even thought about this a year ago. So that's a win. And, you know, you're going to hear, and I'm starting to hear some, you know, some voices, and it's typical, you know. Trump's going to meet with Netanyahu. That shows that he's in the pocket of Netanyahu. Is that the same logic that was applied to Tulsi Gabbard for meeting with Assad? I mean, we can't meet other leaders and have diplomacy. Remember, it was Trump who got the ceasefire going and the hostages released. And he's actually had some issues with Netanyahu in the past. I mean, there's a video where he doesn't even shake his hand. He just walks off, so...
Yeah,
I think that's kind of like blackpilling or kind of just negative attitude. Well, we got to see what comes of it. You know what I mean?
There's no doubt that
Trump is a Zionist. But I don't think Trump's not a mass murderer.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He wants the issue settled. Yes.
This is the area where I'm most concerned about Trump, even more so than Ukraine, because that's just simple ignorance, him not knowing the real score there. Once he's properly informed about the way it's all been playing out, that Russia has defeated Ukraine, he's going to come around. But I'm worried about the Middle East. So good points. Good points, Bruce. Thanks for an excellent call. Reb in Colorado, you have some thoughts about the plane crash. Reb.
Yeah, we got our weekly briefing. Military's here. You got to get us to do our job. This came from Artec. They're not involved in the investigation. It's the Department of Transportation Safety Board, but they're supposed to be in that area. I said, why are those helicopters even in the runway? You said they're supposed to be. Even Marines are there every day. And I said, they told us they were using runway 33 on Wednesday night because of crosswind. This is what they said. And we've never been to D.C. I'm a helicopter pilot, but we don't go to D.C. ever. But I'm just saying, and those were on skids, the ones I drove, not these Blackhawks. But I've been in that. It's got a lot of radar. That thing's got radar. They can't miss much of anything unless they're, like, not looking. But the point is, they were supposed to be there. They used the 33. So I guess that's kind of northwest. They usually take off from 1. Which is almost north, and they have to steep bank to avoid being over the White House. That's what I was told. And the other one is 09, it was to be facing east. Here in Colorado, this is two strips, 10927, and then there's 00 and 18 here in Colorado. And because a lot of jets, those F-16s take off right over us. They're out of Buckley Space Force, and they're coming this way a lot. We're on the west side of the Flat River. We call it Flat River, South Flat. So anyway, that's what they said. This is DOT's show, and they're still diving under the water. And then they mentioned a crash where it hit the bridge. I don't remember that. Other people will. It was in Reagan Airport. It wasn't de-iced right. It was too heavy. It went into the river, but it hit the bridge and killed people on the bridge. But there were survivors. Yes. You remember that one?
Yeah, I it's actually in the stories today about that crash. Air Florida Flight 90, what happened when a plane crashed into the Potomac in 1982? This is the one you're talking about. So it's included in our stories.
That was just to mention, they said there were survivors from that one, but this was a fireball. No, they didn't make it out of the air.
Yeah.
They were dead on impact.
Well, you didn't see it, but in the video version, you'll see the chopper flies right into the plane. I mean, there's just no question about it. The plane is coming in for a totally conventional landing, and the chopper flies right into it.
Well, one of the things me and Bo said, we don't trust Fox News. We hate them. They hated us. We called that America's Most Stupid. They had a program in the first decade, and they refused to mention that we found terror cells here in Colorado. And that's why it's at the Joint Chiefs. It was at the Joint Chiefs then, and President Bush 43 wrote to us 3 times from Crawford, Texas. They were outstanding. We couldn't get a hold of Bush Cheney, and Rumsfeld was switched to Gates during that administration. And then the next one came in, and we've been, like, blocked, and we're the most, like, obstructed in history, more than the Manhattan Project in the 1940s.
Thanks for the call. Do you have a final thought,
Yeah, tell John B. Wells and everybody, call your congresswoman. Our congresswoman, Brittany Patterson's on maternity leave, and she's 43. And I said, what? And she won't be back till the end of February at the earliest. I said, what? And so call your congresspeople. They all know about Bubba Scout Rev. Make a big deal. But we don't trust this Fox News, man, and we'll get it done for you. We still got to clear this problem out in America. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Rev. Okay. Miles from Maine. Miles, welcome back. Miles.
We might have lost Miles, maybe.
You there, Miles? Miles, are you there? No.
Yeah, he's going to have to call back.
All right, there he is. Go ahead, Miles. Jeez. Go ahead.
Yeah. I just had a couple comments. That was a good call. Good to hear Bruce, and I'm looking forward to hearing Fearless Frank from New York.
Yeah.
And I'm just wondering, with this different crime now, how they calculate and evaluate it with male and female and races and everything. When are they going to add the tranny to it so we can find out what's going on there? And I got to give, pardon me?
Go ahead.
I got to give it to Vance because he stands behind Trump, you know, very much unlike Pence. And I believe that's to be appreciated. You know, I'm not totally sold on Vance because I don't know enough about him yet. But from what I'm seeing, at least he stands behind the guy that brought him into the game, you know. And he's great.
Yes. I'll tell you something. Vance has a first-class mind. I mean, he's excellent. And in argument, he is devastating. I'm not yet 100% sold on him either, Miles, but I like what I see so far.
Yeah, I like how he generates a relationship to the people that I like that connection there.
Yeah.
And Cash Patel, if we're going to get some invaders, I mean, why don't they send us some more Cash Patels? I mean, they should just, the way he went through that committee, he should change his name to Crash Patel because he's like a demolition derby.
Yeah. He's very sharp. And I gather the FBI is scared shitless of Cash Patel. They are afraid of him.
Yeah, he looks like he can organize things, too, into departments that, you know, will be a benefit and not costly to us. But I'm just wondering if Netanyahu comes, I mean, what if the people come out there and rally? Is Trump going to go against them or what? Because, I don't know. I can just see them meeting in the West Wing or whatever, wherever they meet over there. And Trump looking out the window and seeing 2 million people and telling Netanyahu, you're going to have to go back to Tel Aviv because you're the only guy that puts out more people at a rally than me.
Yeah. Well, of course, I'm very troubled by the whole relationship with Israel and his seeming support for depopulating Gaza, sending the Palestinians to Jordan or to Lebanon or to Indonesia. So how incredible is that? How incredible is that, Miles?
Just sounds more craziness and a lot of more of extended American taxpayer money going to waste.
I'm very troubled by this aspect, more so than anything else. I think the Ukraine thing, Russia has it in hand. There's nothing Trump can really do to muck up Ukraine, but he can do plenty to muck up the Middle East and our schools. And the fact that he's got these orders, you know, that allow the deportation of foreign students who are protesting against genocide, I don't like that at all. That's really bad. Yeah,
that's really, I would actually say, perhaps un-American. But James, yeah. Thanks for taking my call and keep up the great work. And it's interesting and interesting always. Thank you.
Pleasure having you here, Miles. Thank you. Francis in North Carolina, you're on. Join the conversation.
Well, hey, young man. How you doing? First off, start off with, have a fun weekend. And a couple of quick thoughts for you. For one thing, I'm reminded of a comment that Ron Emanuel made a long time ago. I think it was back in the 90s about never let a good disaster go to waste. To start off
right.
with. So go figure that one out. Now, I do have to compliment and correct one thing that one of the callers made yesterday. I think it was Frank in New York, I believe it was, regarding whenever you have a lot of these people that are here illegally rounded up and headed directed towards the border and so forth, and supposedly giving a Visa gift card or a debit card or whatever with so much money and say, sayonara.
He was talking about sending him off with $1,000, you know, as kind of a parting gift. Yeah, that's what he was talking about.
Right. But I look at it this way. Since they've already gotten so many thousands of dollars,
yeah.
who knows what else was given to them on a silver platter and so forth.
Yeah.
I have a different thought for you. I have a different thought for him. How about give them a gift debit card, credit card, whatever it is, for one peso and say, sayonara. And to everybody else in the U.S. that's here legitimately, give them a credit debit card for that $1,000 per head.
Yeah.
In the U.S.
Yeah.
How about
better
doing that?
Better plan. Agreed.
You think? I mean, let's see what they do with that one peso in, you know, wherever they make call home or whatever, and get their own act together there. So with that, have a fun weekend.
Later. Well, thanks, Francis. Thank you for that. Alexander in Canada, join the conversation. We're going to hit that break. I'll carry you over, Alexander.
Yes, hi. So I just want to make a couple of points. Regarding the ceasefire, we should not be taking that ceasefire seriously. Like, so the whole ceasefire was really like a joke. And see, there was a ceasefire, and then at the same time, Trump said he wants to he wants to move all the Palestinians to other countries, and also he attacked the UN, which gives the Palestinians aid. So in my opinion, this whole ceasefire just to give Israel time to get back on its feet. And see, it's regarding the immigration. See, sir, all the illegals should be deported. If they came in last year, they came in 5 years ago, they came in 20 years ago, all of them should be deported. And the people who were born here from parents who were illegal should also be deported. So, and Trump should talk about that. Because, see, sir, if these people stay, they're going to keep on multiplying and multiplying, and these people have a higher birth rate. You see, than the white people and the black people. Like see, the Hispanics already have outnumbered the black people in Florida, in Los Angeles, and even the white people, in those cities. And Cesar, I agree with Derek from Arizona yesterday. He talked about Cash Patel. Yeah, Cesar, that guy should not be like that was a bad choice for him to be picked, like. Like, see, there are more Indians in the administration than blacks. And see, so Donald Trump is against diversity, equity, and inclusion, but then he hires a guy which is based on the components of DEI. So how does that make any sense?
I don't. Alexander, I just differ with you there. I think he's picking these people because they're very good at the positions he's selecting them for. And I think that's true of RFK Jr., of Tulsi, and of Cash as well. So I think while they are diverse, I don't think that's the criterion. He's using excellence or competence, I think, and merit. In other words, I think these are merit-based decisions. Continue.
Sister, I just have one more point just regarding Loyola. Sister, like, this is the last time you're talking about her. Obviously, we disagree about Zionism and Judaism. I'm saying they're the same. She's saying that it's different. They're opposite. And Sister, people like her never prove her point. And see, I just want to tell the people, all the listeners, if you want to find out more information.
Finish it up, Alexander.
Yeah, I just want to tell people, if you want information about the Zanazo, look at the works of Tex Mars. He talked about this issue and proved it.
Thanks, Alexander. Thanks for the call.
Get More Tank will save you money every month on gas. I'm Dave Von Kleist, and I noticed increased performance after my first tank of gas. My mileage increased by 2.5 miles per gallon, and I'm saving money on every fill-up. Get More Tank is American-made, is used by trucking companies and heavy industry, and is now available to the public. Get More Tank works in any gas or diesel engine, cleans your engine, improves performance, reduces emissions, and you'll feel it every time you step on the gas. If you're an owner-operator, farmer, heavy equipment operator, or use any kind of engine from chainsaws, leaf blowers, lawnmowers, ATVs, you name it. Contractors, electricians, plumbers, painters, lawn service companies, Get More Tank will save you money and extend the life of your equipment. Hey, if you've got an engine, then Get More Tank. Save your money, save your engine, reduce your emissions, and save the earth with GetMoreTank.com. A 5-pack of GetMoreTank.com is only $22.22 plus shipping. Use the promo code Republic Broadcasting and get 10% off. Get More Tank is EPA registered, doesn't void warranties, and results vary. Get More Tank. Tank.com.
I'm so excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free-range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture-raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture-raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing and sustainable meats in the world. I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork raised the way nature intended.
I need somebody, help. Not just anybody, help. You know I need someone, help. When I was younger, so much younger than today, I never needed anybody's help in any way. But now these days are gone and I'm not so self-assured. Now I find a gentle mind, I'll open up the doors.
Oh, Bob in Utah. Bob, join the conversation. Bob.
Yeah, Jim, I've been scanning the web and talk radio stations since last night when I found out that it was a female pilot who flew that helicopter into the airplane. And everything you're seeing in the news is an effort by the Army to cover up the fact that it was a female at the controls of the helicopter. Now, the first leak was ABC News last night, which I called in to RBN and told them about that. Secondly, Greg Kelly, who's a pilot, he has a show on WABC Radio. A caller called him, said it was a female. He immediately turned into a gatekeeper and swatted away the topic. Now, lastly, just an hour ago, the Drudge Report broke it open. At the top of the Drudge Report, it shows name of female helicopter pilot withheld. And there it leads you to an article that tells you what's going on.
Is there anything to the idea this is a tranny?
No, no. I think all these things are red herrings. I think.
Yeah.
Now, let me mention, I also went back to the first female jet fighter pilot ever, months after she was certified, crashed her F-14 into the ocean at a cost of $40 million. Now, that's another issue, but you could see where the Army is sensitive about its push to get more female pilots. I think the tranny thing, no, that's complete nonsense. I think the Army is trying to deflect away from this female pilot affirmative action issue.
Yeah.
By putting blame on the air traffic controllers. Now, they have DEI, too, I guess. But let me say two more things and sure. Get your feedback. The two ways they're covering it up is that, number one, they don't have audio of the helicopter crew speaking. So, and then they say, well, that's on a different frequency. Okay, well, that makes sense, but, you know. Didn't the control tower, didn't they record that other frequency too? I don't know.
Course,
secondly, if you put into Google pilot of helicopter, it comes back with a answer, crew leader, which is a bait and switch. That's a little esoteric there. Go ahead.
Oh, good. I'm glad to hear all this. Bob, you're making a very plausible case here. I'll certainly look for stories that follow up on this having been a female pilot. No, they've got they're going to have that cockpit voice recorder. They're going to have all that conversation, you know. I initially heard they had recovered the black boxes from both the chopper and the plane, but now I'm hearing, well, they don't have it yet from the chopper. That suggests a cover-up of the very kind you're describing here, Bob. I don't like that. We need to know the truth, for crying out loud. Just give us a truth. Bob, I'm glad you're calling. Give us more.
Well, the first source was a Jonathan Koziel, K-O-Z-I-E-L. And he is in charge of a command center at the Reagan Airport handling the thing. So that's a pretty much an indisputable source. He was the first person to leak it. And this article linked to the Drudge Report is none of the National Public Radio. I urge everyone to go to Drudge Report, where it says at the top of the page, name of female pilot withheld, and read the article. I could read it right now, but I don't want to take up everybody's time.
Bob, I'll put it in the stories for Monday. Stories for Monday right here. I'm glad you called. Very, very good. Very good, Bob. Excellent. Tom in Florida, welcome back, my friend. We're going to hit a break, but I'll carry you over, of course. Tom.
Yeah, I just want to say a right-on call by Alexander and a right-on call by Bob just now. Right on, Bob. I'll tell you about that ice skating team in a minute. But I want to go and talk. I don't hear nobody talking about this Lakeland Riley act. I have nobody on your show talking about Robert Menendez being sent to 11 years too much. And what's going on with Gitmo? A lot of these illegals are going to Gitmo, and that's just the beginning. I believe they're going to they might put a camp outside of Fort Pendleton. I don't know. I heard that, too. That's a rumor. But tomorrow you got tariff day. I'm Mexico, Canada. But, Jim, I got to get something off my chest, brother. I got to get something off my chest. If you want to hang up on me, that's fine. But I'm going to get it off my chest. Number one, Jerry said somebody can get a week's suspension.
Hang on, Tom. Hang on, Tom. I'm going to carry you over so you can get something off your chest. We'll be right back with Tom.
Truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive. Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com, or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Have you ever planted a tree for your home garden, orchard, or farm? Well, you'll know how frustrating it is when deer don't stop nibbling at them and you lose years of growth. We have a very economic solution called Tree Savers. It's basically a greenhouse tube at a very economical price. Most of the tubes are $3 to $4. Depending on the length that you want. Very easy installation. Check us out at furion.com. Furious Growth, that's furion.com. Susanna's Secret Real Essential Oils of Nature would like to thank you and RBN listeners for your previous purchases. We're announcing that we have a new waterless diffuser in stock with a full 1-year warranty. You just insert the bottle to the top, screw it in, tip it upside down, set your timer, or it's also motion activated at furion.com. That's furion.com.
Look out.
Eleanor Rigby picks up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people. Where do they all come from? All the lonely people.
Tom, you're welcome to get off your chest. Go for it.
Well, yeah, Jim, I want to get this off my chest because it's really perplexing to me. First off, I gave out over 1,000 stickers from Liberty Stickers, which I support. I've also donated a lot of money to RBN, believe it or not. Okay, and I don't have to hear somebody say I got to be on her soundboard to talk to you, Jim. Now, that should not be tolerated, and all the men in your audience should know this. If one of them were to use the F-bomb on your show, they'd probably need to get kicked off. Gary said he could get a week. Well, if a male on your show were to use that F-bomb, I think you might give him a month. Okay, so let's get that clear. There's no exception to the rule here. If I 2 days in a row threw out the F-bomb, I'd probably be kicked off RBN at least for a couple months. Some people seem like they're above the law on your show, and they say they want to sell more. Nope, everybody contributes to your show, Jim. Even if you never paid a penny to your show, as long as you brought out a point on your show, speaking-wise, you've done enough to contribute to RBN. Now, to be bribed and act like you got to be blackmailed because you bought something for somebody, that's heresy to me, Jim. Now, that needs to stop at all costs. And if you use the F-bomb as a male on your show, I believe you might pick them up. I don't know what you do.
I presume you're talking about Layla having dropped an F-bomb at the end of the show a couple of days ago. Is that what you're talking about?
She did it 2 days in a row, sir. Not one day. She did it twice in two days on your show in a row. She used the F-bomb on different occasions. Okay? And I don't think that's acceptable. And if it was one of the men on your show that did that, I think they'd have a problem with you. I don't know. Just saying.
Well,
I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong.
I agree. Okay, we do not encourage F-bombs. We agree with that, Tom. And okay. Go ahead. Give us whatever else is on your mind.
Well, before I go to get going, first off, my main thing is Lakeland Riley Act and Trump side. I think that's the massive... one of the most massive things the president has done in my lifetime. I would say definitely in the last 50 years, it's like the 1965 when he's illegal, that these criminals put on us with that Cuellar and Kennedy. But I think Trump reversed that with this Lakeland Riley Act, and that was fantastic to do that. But I got to say something that Alexander brought out was wonderful. Alexander's absolutely right. These Hispanics are having 4 babies per birthing woman. And if they continue that, they will overpopulate the country within the next 50 years. We will be the minority, and once we're the white Caucasians, go into the minority, you're looking at all-out civil war.
Yeah.
They can't even control their own Latin America. They're not Latin Americans. They're Hispanic. None of those people in South America are Latin. The Latin came out of Rome. They're Italian. That's got to get straightened out. They're called Hispaniola. That's why they call it Hispaniola, Hispanic. They're not Latinos. There's more Latins in Ireland and Scotland than there is in South America. So I want to get that off my chest. And Alexander made a great point. Fantastic, Alexander. These people are not coming here to compliment. They're coming to eat our lunch to take our jobs. And by the way, Jim, you saw what happened in Los Angeles today?
No.
Did you hear about that?
No.
Well, in Los Angeles, this one Democrat politician saying, well, if you deport all these illegal aliens, you won't have nobody to rebuild your city, Pacific Palisades. I'm like, say what? What in the hell is that? That guy should be arrested for that. There's plenty of white and black Americans will do those jobs. There's plenty of American white men will go rebuild that city. Who do you think built it in the first place? Or black Afro-American men could go work in these jobs.
I'm right. Have the story on Monday, Tom. Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead.
I want to go to the Lakeland Riley Act. That was huge. That was bigly. That was absolutely bigly that Donald Trump signed that, and now that's law. If one of these illegals even steal $50 off his store, they're going to be deported. So that's huge for us. We don't need to be competing with these people anymore. They're not, hey, I don't want to hear no crap. But look, Jim, I want to tell you nothing. 75% of your listening audience was against Donald Trump in his election, that you and me agreed that he was going to win. I would say 75% of all the men or women who called RBN on your show and your time slot, they were against Donald Trump. Well, tough titty said to kitty. He's the president, and look at how much he's got done in 10 days.
Tom. Okay. I got to tell you, I didn't have that impression. I mean, it's interesting. I mean, obviously, I'm very supportive of Trump with a couple of qualifications, especially about the Middle East. But I think he's doing a lot of good things for America. And, of course, the deportation is right up there among the very most important. Continue, Tom.
Well, you know, Jim, he's got Gitmo getting ready. Pete Hegseth's going to open up Gitmo next week. They're going to put 30,000 beds over there, and they're going to ship all these hardcore criminals. And I will tell you what's going on here in South Florida, the Miami Herald, and the Fort Lauderdale Sun Sentinel. They've arrested already 36 Chinese from Cuba trying to come here. The Coast Guard caught them, and they're bringing them up on the boat, but they don't bring them on the land. They actually process them. They're sending them back. I don't know where they're going to send them. I think they're going to put them in Gitmo because these are Chinese who are sneaking in from Cuba. So what does Cuba and the Chinese government have going on here?
Uh-huh.
That's something that has got to be looked into.
Uh-huh.
Hello?
Okay, Tom. Okay. You got it.
Coral Gables, Jim, I want you to know this. They busted 26 Chinese men and women. They had two Cubans and one Guatemalan in the van. They had two vans that the security guard spotted. So I think that was, you know, a guy paying attention. And there's so many spies here in South Florida, it's unbelievable. I couldn't even tell you how many probably spies we have here from Cuba. It's unbelievable. I would say over 100,000. That's my estimate. You got 100,000 spies over here spying on our bases and looking at our infrastructure. Jim, that's the mindset of these communists. They want the total annihilation of the United States. Look what's going on with San Francisco, Jim. You got, I think I saw 28,000 Chinese women gave birth to babies in the last 4 years under Biden's administration, illegally here in this country, having anchor babies in San Francisco. That's a wipeout for this country. Jim, you agree?
Yep. Tom, sure,
so
of course.
I got to get that off my chest. Jim, there's two main things I want to talk about, and I can hang up real quickly. I want to talk about this Sam Bankman-Fried, parents trying to bribe Donald Trump to get him free. That criminal should be locked up for 30 years, and that Robert Menendez should not get no pardon. He should serve 11 years, because 2 years ago, Robert Menendez from New Jersey, that senator, the state of Paul's in, I want Paul to call in and tell me what he thinks about Robert Menendez. This guy was a criminal. Talking about Donald Trump and the illegals, and he's number 2 years ago, how he is treating Donald Trump in the Senate. No.
So, Tom, are you saying Menendez is appealing to Trump for a pardon?
Yes, sir, he sure is. But so is Sam Bankman-Fried, that schmuck putz, is trying to get his parents to work a deal out with Trump so he can pardon him. If Trump does that, Trump's going to be on my shit list. Be my friend. Pardon those people. Those people are both criminals, and Sam Bankman-Fried ruined so many people's lives. It's sick, Jim. Like Bernie Madoff. So I don't want Trump to do any kind of pardoning. You call your congressman, and of course, you got Robert Menendez should do at least 11 years in jail, because if it would have been a Republican, no way Biden or a Democrat would have pardoned him.
Tom, thank you. Thank you very much. All of the above. A final thought? Okay. We got Frank in New York. Frank, glad to have you back, friend.
Thanks, Jim. Hey, Jim, I just caught the last tail end of Francis's critique of Jeff Rentz's proposal to get these people out of here. You know, offering them a peso to go down to the southern border isn't really going to attract too many of them, you know. Yeah. And now when you think about it, for every billion we spend, we're going to get rid of a million of them, okay? So if we get rid of 10 million of them, okay, Jeff's way, okay, that'd be about $10 billion. You know, look at our government, Jim. You know, we're $35 trillion in the hole, okay? And I want to say I was glad to hear Tom call in. And, you know, Tom used to call in occasionally and give us a phone number to call. And I'm going to provide a phone number to call right now for people who like JFK or RFK Jr., okay? This is Senator Bill Cassidy, okay? If people want to call his office, I called. But if people, just take 2 minutes. Just call up. You're going to get a tape. You don't have to talk to anybody. And just say you'd like to, you know, him to support, because he's kind of waffling right now, and people are kind of, you know, questionable whether it's going to go on. Because we got the three automatic, you know, turncoats there. You know what I mean? The two females and Mitch. I'm going to take a snooze while I'm, giving this, press conference. I'm going to take off for about 30 seconds like an idiot. But anyway, that number for Senator Bill Cassidy is 202-224-5824. I'll read that again. 202-224-5824.
Yeah, keep going.
Okay.
Keep going.
All right. I don't know. Like I said, I didn't hear Frances's call. I have no hard feelings. You know what I mean? If she said it wouldn't work, did she bring up a proposal of what we should do?
Look, I'm going to be off the air at about 15. I'll call you.
Tom, keep going.
You know, Jim, okay, you know, right now, Jim, they're averaging under 1,000 people that they're rounding up each day. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So You know, I mean, if it keeps up like that, okay, it should get better, obviously. But that's less than, that's 365,000. That's like a third of a million, okay?
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
That would take 30 years to do it the way they're doing it right now.
They need to be deported 10 times that many. 10 per day.
Oh, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, exactly. Exactly.
If you get up to,
I mean,
get up
know,
to 10,000, then it's 3.5 million a year. See, now that's equal to the problem.
Oh, I agree with you. Exactly. They got to get it up at least tenfold. Okay, at least tenfold to try to get this done.
When we put these people in Guantanamo, that means we're having to pay for their meals and their bunks and all that. I don't know about putting them in Guantanamo. Send them back to their homelands.
Let's put them to work on the infrastructure, okay? You know, I mean, that's what, you know, Rince proposed. You know, if they get caught here again after they're deported, if they come back in, we catch them, they get 2 years automatic. Hard labor, you know, fixing roads, filling potholes, working on bridges, okay? And let them know that's the way it's going to be. And we would have to enforce it, you know what I'm saying? You know, and I think that would help. I mean, the infrastructure in this country, we look like a third-world nation, Jim. You know, we got a couple thousand bridges past their expiration date.
Yeah.
There's potholes all around the country. The rails, the trains are falling off the rails. And look what happened at that airport the other day. You know what I mean? It's crazy what's going on in this country, Jim. And we're still treated like second-class citizens in our own country while they take care of these people coming in and take them and, you know, treat them better than we are. It's really ludicrous. And with that, Jim, I'll let you get going. And
good
you
stuff,
care
Frank.
And explore
good
have
stuff,
a great weekend.
Thank you, my friend. Great call. James in Vancouver. James, join the conversation.
Yes. do they know what the crosswinds were on that night? They were scheduled to land up.
I think it was a clear night. It didn't look like it was very windy or anything. And I mean, the one video, you'll see it if you watch this, the video version of our show today. The Blackhawk just flew right into the side of the American Airlines. I mean, it was just outrageous.
Yeah.
And if it is a woman pilot, that's going to be very bad, very bad.
Well,
I'm not wild. I think women have no role in combat. I oppose the idea of putting women on submarines or on front lines. They shouldn't be there. And that's not to do with sexism. It has to do with having an efficient fighting force. And when you mix women in a combat situation, the guys are going to be thinking about sex instead of killing the enemy. It's a bad combination.
Someone said that they were wearing night vision goggles. I wonder if they were wearing virtual vision.
Yeah, I don't know.
The helicopter people. So
yeah, I don't know about that, James. We're going to get more detailed. I mean, this is a big deal, so we're going to hear a lot more in detail. Tell us more.
Okay. Well, because it's a combination of errors. First of all, the air traffic control, they said... well, we want you to land on runway 330-33. The tower should have told the American Airlines, he should have said something like, I have a Sikorsky in the area on your right, you see. You're number one for approach.
Yeah.
And he should have said to the Sikorsky, you're number two behind the American Airlines.
Look, there are all these standard, you know, they're perfectly standard routines for communication with air traffic control and all that. And there's even questions about who was the air traffic controller handling this. Because they said something like, did you see the plane? When they should have said, drop, or hop, or, you know,
like
they shouldn't be saying, can you see
the
plane? Should have told them what to do. Yeah.
Should have notified him before did his turn to the right and then to the left to get onto the 33 approach, you see.
Yeah.
If I was the pilot and they said to me, could you take 33 and I'm set up for one, I'd say negative, tower. And then if he didn't like that, I'd go to my alternative, which might be some other city nearby, you see. Anyway, thanks for taking the call.
Very good, James. Good call. HB in Tennessee. HB, join the conversation.
Afternoon, Dr. Fetzer. Hey, I got a suggestion for some of your bumper music. Yeah.
Taxman and Baby You Can Drive My Car and Revolution.
Yeah. I tell you, I like so much of the lineup, but there are alternatives. Yeah, thank you very much, HB. What else you got?
Well, Trump could do the checkmate move in chess if he'd just get out of the UN. That'd shut down everything, all the wars and everything the UN and the NATO's doing. And one, you know,
personally, I regard it as highly probable that it'll pull us out of the UN. I actually think that's very likely to happen.
God, I pray for it.
Yeah.
And
we'll see. As I recall, he did send some hyper-Zionist in as our ambassador to the UN, and of course, I don't like that. But go right ahead. Tell us more, HB.
He's no good. If we want to get these illegals out here, just cut off all their benefits and kick them out of these four-star hotels.
Yes, yes.
They're going to go back.
I think so. I think that's got to be part of the plan. I believe they know what they're doing, but you're absolutely right. I'd just cut off all their benefits.
And you're
100% right.
Because Mexico let them come through. Just give them back to Mexico. They let them come through, they can deal with it.
Yeah, well, Mexico's in a weird position here because what the hell would they do with all those illegals, too? I know, but they should. It's a mess. Anyway, I think Trump's on it, and I'm glad to see a lot is happening. Give us a final thought, HB.
I'm agreeing with you on the
one-time thing. I can't hear you, HB. We lost you. You're very faint. Try again.
Can you hear me now?
No. I don't know why. You're so...
That must be knocked out here.
Mike, can we get her back? Can we get HB?
I don't know what I did here. Tell him to hold on. Hang on, HB. I missed something. I don't know what I did. It's weird. It's not coming out.
Barb.
Oh, they hung up. I don't know if we're going to have...
Mike, let's take Dave in Michigan. Dave in Michigan, join the conversation. Dave.
Bickering between the callers needs to stop. Everybody needs to just talk about what they want to talk about. Everybody's got free speech. Don't talk about what the other callers are talking about. Talk about your own stuff. And this is what I got, Jim. No, I don't want to deport anybody. They came here as criminals. They're a military. They want to kill us. They want 1 billion people in America by 2030. And they're going to do it if we don't stop it. We need to set up firing squads in every state, and if we do one, okay, all of them scumbags are going to leave, or it's on, right?
Yeah.
We can't be giving them free rides and free food and drop them off back at home, because they'll just end up right back here again.
Dave, I think... America. I think Trump's going to do all the above. He's going to get rid of him. I think he's already begun the process. They have to do it in large numbers to deal with the enormity of the flood that we're allowed in here illegally. Give us more, Dave. What else you got?
Well, my personal opinion is firing squad, because these people came here for a reason. They didn't come here, you know, to pussyfoot around. They came here to kill us. And they're just waiting for orders from headquarters. If we start setting up firing squads and shooting these people because that's what they deserve, then those people they'll either leave or they'll start fighting back. And we need to get this over with. I don't want to spend all our money deporting them. We need to deport them to hell.
Okay, got it, Dave.
Yeah,
you have...
Go ahead.
No, you go right ahead. The floor is yours. The mic is yours. Go right ahead. Give us your additional thoughts.
Okay, well, I'm really not... I'm not crazy about any of these picks. that Donald Trump has. I think Rick is spot on, and Alex is spot on. I see the same thing happening with Trump. He's not picking these people himself. He has handlers that are telling him who to pick because he don't know what he's doing, okay? If he did, he would fire every single person that he has the ability to get rid of that's been here before because they're all the enemy, and they want what they've been getting all along. You know, big money and power and control. And they want us to be under their thumb and, you know, pay for their ride through life. And I'm done with it.
Yep. Well, I think we're going to see a whole lot happening. Remember, I mean, what are we, the second week he's been in office, Mike? Crying out loud, yeah. He's inaugurated on the 20th, and it's the 31st. Go ahead.
So, you know, as far as, you know, callers calling in and complaining about other callers, look, this is a free speech platform. We have free speech in America. Everyone has a right to their own opinion. So don't be bitching about other people's opinions. Just talk about the events that you called to talk about. If you're calling about other callers, hang up. Don't call and waste our time with that crap.
Okay, Dave. Like it. Like it.
That's about all I got, Jimmy.
That's a good call, Dave. Thank you for all that. Let me just say, this far into the new administration, I'm seeing a lot of positive signs almost everywhere except with regard to the Middle East. Jerry in Chicago, join. Jerry, your thoughts.
Yeah, you hit it right on the head, Jim. I mean, this guy's had 2 weeks in office, and he's done quite a bit. But that's why I called it.
Yeah, go ahead.
Mention something. You've got a legislative branch in this country called Congress, 435 members, I believe.
Right. Right.
The thing is that they put bills in front of Congress that are 11, 12, 1,500 pages.
Yeah, and it's ridiculous. Yeah.
They're not reading them. And so that's dereliction of duty right there. They should be fired. The other thing, too, is who pays their staff to read these bills?
Yeah.
Okay. Is that money coming out of the $184,000 a year that these congressmen make?
Yeah. Jerry, I got one more caller to squeeze in. I'm glad you called. Call tomorrow again. I mean, Monday. Eugene in Ohio. Go ahead, Eugene.
Hi, Dr. Fetzer. All the best to you. I agree with what your last caller was just talking about getting those folks out of here and making sure they don't sneak back in here.
Yeah.
I wouldn't go as far as a firing squad, I don't think. But, I mean, because they're taking up so many resources. I've read different reports, Doctor, that where each one of these folks are going through Social Security Administration, $2,200 a month, not to mention all the other fringe benefits.
Yeah.
I work all my life over here, and I don't even get that kind of money from Social Security. You know, I'm a natural citizen.
Hey, Eugene, thank you for the call. Thank you for the call. I'm not quite sure, not hearing the music, but let me just say, everyone, spending much time with your family, your friends, and people you love and care about, because we don't know how much time we have left. But I do believe Donald Trump is giving us more time. And have a wonderful weekend and support RBN. See you Monday. Have a great time with the people you love.
Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee.